This is the Old Trailblazer. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis coming out once again with another message from God's Word here from our studios at the First Baptist Church of Algiers. Many of you are familiar with the Old Trailblazers broadcast, but maybe you're not. This is just an old-time, old-fashioned gospel message coming out from the First Baptist Church of Algiers where we are bringing God's message. Folks come in here and they say, Pastor, what do you preach? Are you this? Are you that? I said, no. We're not under anybody's dominion. They say, well, you're an independent church. I said, no, we're dependent. We're the most dependent bunch of folks that I know of here in this city. We're dependent upon the Lord, but we preach the fundamental truths of God's word: the sovereignty of God, the election of God, the predestination of God, the soon coming of Christ, the deity of Christ, the virgin birth of Christ. We preach those things because God's word says, "Preach the gospel. Go out," and then we preach Christ as our Savior and as our Lord. We preach that man is a sinner by nature and must be awakened, as I mentioned in our last study, that the Lord awakened me. I was a church member. I was sitting on the pew and didn't know anything. I just joined the church because a fellow asked me to. And come on, give my heart to Jesus. Well, I didn't know anything about that. I just went up and shook his hand, shook everybody's house hand in the church one night, and they baptized me and another old boy same night. Had the water warm back there in the back. And I was content. I was just like a bug in a dead log. Just like an old Bessie bug. You know what a Bessie bug is? It takes up in an old rotten log and eats that log. But I was just like that bug. I was just happy as I could be. But the Lord awakened me. Probed my heart. Showed me that I was a lost sinner. And then, in time, he gave me grace to trust him. Come to know the Lord as my Lord and Savior. And then he called me to preach. Called me to be the pastor of this church here where the gospel goes out day after day. And the Lord is blessing it. The Lord gave us this broadcast, the Trailblazer. So we're bringing you series of studies now on the revelation of Jesus Christ. I hope this will be a blessing to you. Now we're looking how the Apostle John was speaking about our Lord as he saw him there. John first saw that snow-white head and those piercing, revealing eyes that he saw. Listen now, revealing eyes that saw to the bottom of everything. And when he calls our attention and says, look, his feet are like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. Brass stands for judgment. We are made to think here of how those feet trod in the Garden of Gethsemane to Calvary's cross by the way of Pilate. Every step leaving marks of blood. And then we see those feet pierced on Calvary's cross for our sin. How we would like to fly there to the Lord and bathe those feet with our tears. Tears of repentance and tears of joy. Just like the harlot did, came into the house where the Lord was, and she went there and knelt down and bathed his feet with the tears of her tears, and then wiped them with the hairs of her head. Oh, listen. Is that your desire, my friend? And then to thank him and praise him over and over again for dying for us. You know, I believe that you and I know I am, the most, we're so remiss in thanking the Lord. I tell my folks here at the church, I said, if you don't have anything to praise the Lord for, you just write me or call me on the phone, and I'll give you a list of things to praise the Lord for. And then I tell them what I do. When I get up in the morning, early in the morning, I come to the office real early. I get here about 6:30 every morning. Folks say, why in the world would you want to do that? Because that's what the Lord lays on my heart. I come here and open your mail, open your letters, and get ready for the day. But when I get up, sit on the side of my bed, get ready to go make some coffee, I just wait there a minute or two, and I thank the Lord for the night. I thank him for a good warm bed. I thank him for a good wife and children. I thank him for breath that he gives me to breathe. Those are the things, my friend, you and I can thank the Lord for. But now listen, folks, I wish we feared. I wish we feared. Let me go back and start over again. His feet are set forth here as being like brass burned in the furnace, as one who will tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, when he shall crush Satan and the Antichrist in judgment, according to Revelation 19:15. I wish you'd go there and read that verse. Listen, folks. I wish we feared the judgment of Christ. It's going to be an awful day when our Lord treads under those feet, the enemies of the cross of Christ, and sits in judgment upon his church and those who misrepresented him. Then John would say to us, listen, listen to his voice. We'll see that in a moment. But I ask you, would you think about where you're going to spend eternity? The whole motive and aim and purpose of this Trailblazer broadcast is not to make a name for ourselves. We don't care for those things. This church doesn't have any reputation as being high, whooping, and all of those things, with condo in the mountain for our folks to go to, and a beachfront property where we can go there, and all of those. We don't have those things. We don't have a long bus to take our young people to the beach where they can strip off half naked. We don't have those things. We just preach the gospel day in and day out. So we're not attempting to make a name for ourselves, nor anyone else, my friend, and I hope you're not either. We're just bringing you the gospel. I call it the essence of the gospel, the raw gospel. It's not watered down like the world is. We don't flower up the gospel. We don't try to make you feel good. You may be offended by things that I say. Well, my friend, the gospel is offensive. I asked you, are you a sinner? Folks say, don't call me a sinner, Trailblazer. Well, I don't call you a sinner. The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And after that, the judgment. Let's look there again. That voice that called unto the multitudes, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, according to Matthew 11:28. That voice that said, listen now, that voice that said to the sinner, I came not to destroy, but to save you. Luke 9:56. That voice that said, go and sin no more, thy faith has made thee whole. That voice that was silenced by death, which sent the disciples back to their home, weeping for 3 sleepless days and nights as that body lay in the grave. That voice that said to the disciples, go back to the city of Jerusalem and wait until you are endued with power from on high, according to Luke 24:49. That voice, John said, was now as the sound of many waters. It was a voice like the thunderous rush of a cataract over the falls. It was now the voice of the judge as he passes sentence. What is more terrifying to a criminal than the voice of the judge? Listen, sinner, how terrifying will be the voice of the judge in that day when he will pronounce the sentence, depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Yes, it's the voice of the judge. Would to God that you sinners who are not saved would hear his voice now as the voice of a shepherd calling his sheep to come home, as the voice of a bridegroom wooing his bride, or the voice of a mother that's calling her wayward boy to come home. Oh, my friend, let me tell you a story. Let me just tell you a little story, my friend. Speaking of a mother calling her wayward son, we all know the story of the prodigal son, how that took place. But I read this story, or heard it somewhere. This old man and old woman, who they knew the Lord, they were God's children. And they had a wayward son who left home when he was very young, just got old enough to do what he wanted to do, as they said, go out and sow his wild oats. And for years, he was gone. They had no word from him. They had no word. He had heard the truth at his mother's knee and his daddy when they had devotion at night around the old fireplace. He had heard those things, seemingly made no impression upon him. But one day, he'd kind of hit the bottom. Yes, the Lord knows where to bring us to, doesn't he? The Lord knows how to take everything to make us depend on the Lord. So he was a hobo, just an old bum, young bum. And the train, he's riding on the train in a boxcar with the door open, sitting there with his feet hanging down, going through the countryside. And all of a sudden, the train rounded a curve, and he looked. And there was his mom and daddy's old home place. out there on the side of a hill. Little old shack, little old shanty there with the things around that he remembered. And the train went on by. He had that picture stamped in his mind. So the next time he got to a place where he could stop, and he got a little old tablet from somebody and wrote a letter to his mama and his daddy. He said, "Folks, if you'd let me come home, I want to come home. I've been on the road too long. I've sinned. I've done everything against the will of God. And I want to come home if you'd let me. I don't know if you'd let me come home or not." He said, "Mama, if y'all let me come home, next Tuesday I'll be on the train coming back through our town. Would you just put a sheet on the clothesline if it's all right for me to get off and come home? Just hang out a sheet." So his mama and his daddy got that letter. And that day come. And when that train rounded that curve, the boy was sitting there on the side of the train in the boxcar. And when he saw the old home place, every clothesline, every post, every tree, everything that they could hang something on was covered by pillowcase, sheets, tablecloths, bedspread, anything that was white, they had it. They had it hanging on there. Why did they do that? Because they had forgiven their son. He got off the train and went home. My friend, they tell me that's a true story. I'd like to have been there when he got home, wouldn't you? I'd like to have been there when the old prodigal son came home and he said his father ran. I imagine that mother and dad ran too. When they heard that old train coming around the curve, don't you know they got ready? Don't you know they sit on the porch and waited and they heard that train, they got up. Got out there in the front yard so they could see. Like the father, it said he looked way off. He saw the sun. I believe, my own personal feelings is, that after that boy had left home, the old prodigal son, with all of his living, I believe his father stood on that front porch every afternoon, looking off into the distance to see if he could see his son. And this particular day, he saw him coming, and he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. It's the only place in God's Word where you will find that the Lord ever got in a hurry. He ran to meet that wayward son. Now, my friend, what a heart of compassion. I know we've gotten off our subject, but do you have a compassion for the lost? Do you have a wayward child? Take him back in the house and love him. Tell him you love him. Oh, we don't love their sin, but we love our folks, don't we? We love sinners. God loves sinners. Christ loves sinners. The Bible said he came to seek and to save lost sinners. He never came to call the righteous. He came to call sinners. He came to call harlots and whoremongers, blasphemers, publicans, and sinners. And that's what he's still doing, my friend. Just like he called the old trailblazer, just an old sinner. Just an old sinner. And I hope that you'll stay tuned for this series of services. And as the Lord gives us grace day by day to tell you what he lays on our heart, I wish you'd write me. If you'd like to have these messages in print, you write me. And I'll be glad to send them to you. Or we have them on tape or CD, and you can hear them. And I wish you would. Remember my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer. Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye.
This month, Radio Missions is offering a new flash drive containing the original Old Trailblazer broadcasts as presented by Pastor L.R. Shelton in the early days of the ministry. These flash drives contain over 100 historic messages with sound effects. Each flash drive is $15 postpaid. For information, call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658.